Now, what does this mean? Well, partly you're right. The free riding itself produces a map of consciousness. As people become more practiced in it, sometimes they try to control that consciousness and will try to hold it in, focus it on something. That's fine. As you practice something, you should grow and change with it. But at the very first, it is that wonderful mapping, because there's no structure, there's no rhyme scheme, there's no purpose to it, there's just here. Let me show you what's going on in here. It's a mess. But it's a wonderful mess. It's a wonderful mess. Right? This gigantic machine in here that's producing information, it's producing it out of a random, what looks to us to be a random possibility. But that random set of possibilities is the possibility of metaphor. It's the possibility of discovery. It's the possibility of making a connection that you can't logically power your way towards. It's insight. It's epiphany. And it's also, even when I read out this list of things that people notice, it's life. Isn't that the wonderful thing? How do you know the difference between life and dullness? Surprise. Right? You can always surprise yourself by just collecting a few of these things. Everybody, like right now, that's it. That is the quality that I don't know of anybody who doesn't want that in their writing. I want my writing to be alive. I want my writing to be engaged. I want my writing to be memorable. I want my writing to be memorable. Because in the end, it doesn't really matter what happens in the short term to your stuff. You know, I could give you a list of Nobel Prize winners whose work you would never know. That doesn't matter. I could give you a list of people who are overlooked by every prize and honor in their entire lifetime, whose work is immortal. What does it matter? What matters is what you build into your own body with your writing. Memory is the flesh. Memory is the way in which information becomes skin and bone and sound again. So, what we just got demonstrated, what I've got on my little list here from what you've done, is from all the words that you heard, and there were hundreds of them, there are about 20 or 30 of them there that became part of a collective body. If we could figure out how that happens, how that works, if we could control that so that when we make a poem or a story, a newspaper article, or sing a song, so that people go, I cannot forget that. We all have this literature in us, right? The things that you remember. Dr. Seuss, Shakespeare, Keats, right? Bridget Kipling, doesn't matter who it is. Stan Lee, with great power. Great responsibility. Right? Stan Lee, some guy typing away. Comic. Spider-Man, see? Spider-Man, who knew? Right? If we could figure out what it is that was happening there between what we create and how it's heard, and we move ourselves towards that, because it's in our control. We did it, we can do it again. If we can figure out a way to do that, then we'll have found how to help each other become, here's that word again, better writers. Except that that's the goal of our conversation. Here's how my group does it. And here's how we do exactly what we do on purpose, what we do at random. Right? Isn't that writing is that interesting one? When you lose yourself into just what you're writing, and then somehow it matches with what people want or what they expect, what they hear. Right? It's that sync, that being in sync between the self and the other person. So that when you pick up your poem, you know, this person wrote that poem for the same reason that you wrote it. I don't know why that's the same poem. You wrote a poem? Okay. Any stories?
Nonfiction.
Nonfiction.
Yeah.
Same reason you write. I write a poem for the same reason you write nonfiction. Same reason a kid sees a soccer ball in the field and goes and kicks it. That is, we are all motivated by the same thing. Move. Make something new. Here's how we work that conversation. There are reasons for why we noticed wall, stored food in it,